Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Wow. We're back, y'all. How about that?
Exciting.
Maybe we're back. I don't know. It's been an adventure. You go to the grocery store with certain things in mind, and you come back with something totally different.
I know. We all had to adjust, right? You're like, oh, I want this,
yes.
And you're like, oh, they don't have that.
Yeah. So what can I do? Okay. So I've been teaching, or not really teaching. Olga's been our next door neighbor. She's been teaching herself crockpot cooking, and she realized this is so great because you can just dump stuff in. If you have some of this and some of that, add some more of that, and then guess what?
And leave it alone.
I tried to do this recipe you sent me, Dale, but I didn't have this, so I subbed that, and I didn't have that, and I subbed that. She goes, I think it came out okay, and I go, it's delicious.
Nice.
It doesn't matter, but these are the times we live in now. So, crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, one minute you hear about all the food that's being thrown away because restaurants and schools aren't open to take it. Then the other hand, you go to the store and they don't have the very thing that they're supposedly throwing away. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong?
I know, there's a disconnect, isn't there? I mean, you want to say, what are you doing? Don't throw milk away. Let's call somebody and figure out how to...
3 million gallons of milk, you just bring that truck here. I'll take care of it.
I know, call somebody, let's figure out how to get it someplace else, you know? But,
that's it.
But
one
I don't
straw
know.
And one truck, and Dale's good. I'm, man, I am a milk drinker. I love milk.
Oh,
milk's
my God.
Good. Make the body strong. But anyway, hey, today's show, man, it's Mother's Day already.
It is.
What happened? I mean, one minute we're talking about stuff, and then I'm thinking, wow, here comes the lockdown, the stay at home, and there goes, boom, March, and then here comes April, and April's gone, and Easter, and here we are, May, Mother's Day. Golly.
Spring flowers.
When's it going to end? I know. Spring, May flowers.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So today we're going to make a strawberry banana bread.
Yum.
I'm all for this. It's a quick bread. So as you know, with a quick bread recipe, for those of y'all that don't know, just hang tight. You'll learn. You mix up the wet ingredients first. And then you combine your dry ingredients, and then you put them together, which is really cool. And there's a little tip, there's a little thing, a little side note here. Our fresh strawberries, we need to toss in flour. I'll let that resonate for a minute. We'll answer the reason why. We'll tell you the reason why. For as many of y'all are saying, why? We'll tell you why, but you're going to have to hang around. It's a cliffhanger, right? Who shot JR? For all you young people, who shot JR? That was an 80s, 70s TV show, I guess.
Oh, man. And did the,
ooh, showing
and,
my age, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, but it was huge. It went on for, was it months or just weeks? I don't know. It seemed to go
on
forever.
Well, the last episode of the season was JR got shot.
Right.
So that was the big thing. The whole off season, the whole summer was, who shot JR, you know? I mean, I remember restaurants had where you could – for a dollar, you could put down who'd make a guess, you know, when they would split the pot with whoever was right. I was like, oh, my goodness, that was fun stuff. That was way back when. But, man, I'm almost there now, girl. I mean, I haven't had a haircut in so long. I got the afro working. My hair doesn't get long. It gets shaggy. It gets big. All I need is a tie-dye T-shirt with a peace sign on it and some bell-bottoms, and I'm back in the 60s.
You're back in the 60s, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. My brother-in-law needed a haircut, so I sent him a picture. I said, man, I got a haircutting kit I just picked up on Amazon. And I took a, Candace took a picture of a bowl and a pair of scissors for me. And I got a free Beatles album to go with that. Probably all to know, the Beatles looked like they all had bowl haircuts back then. That was crazy. Oh, goodness. But, so, we're going to be doing some good things here on Cooking in the Dark. And let's see, Julie Johnson with On the Go. She's moving to a new location. So her store is going to be temporarily closed until Memorial Day, which will be here before we know it. Hopefully we'll be free ranging by then, but I doubt it, man. I doubt it.
Well, we might be, but with some distancing and mask and all that sort of fun stuff going on.
Yeah, so. Yeah, going out in your ISO suit and stuff, you know, make sure that you don't get contaminated. Craziness, craziness. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? All from a bat biting a pig and somebody eating that pig. Goodness gracious. Shows how small the planet is. I will say that, though, folks. But let's digress from that and let's talk about this stuff. Hey, I want to send out a shout to OB. He's out there listening to us. I know Mr. O'Brien Copeland. I know you're listening. Tried to call me up and tell me he got fat and it was our fault. And I said, hey, we're not responsible for any weight gain on this show. That's your own thing.
Hey, that's a good sign. I mean, my goodness, he's cooking. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I don't know if he's cooking. He may be listening and eating somebody else's cooking. I don't know, OB. You call me, you tell me what's up, man. You tell me. So we're going to do this recipe, man, pretty quick. Strawberry banana bread. And if you want to put some nuts in there, we can be strawberry banana nut bread, I guess. It all works out. Oh, hey, just FYI, that was the number one recipe that was Googled during this the stay-at-home thing, is banana
nut bread
in America.
Wow.
In the United States, that was the number one recipe that was Googled, the recipe for it. I'm like, all right.
It was
a lot of people getting banana nut bread.
When I was in the Peace Corps in the Dominican Republic, it was my favorite thing to make. It was my big comfort food because I was like, I could do it. I got bananas. I got bread.
Got plenty of bananas, don't you?
I got flour. Of course, the funny part was trying to learn the Spanish word for baking soda. That was, I mean, it just hilarious. And then it ended up, it was something like bicarbonata, and I think.
Oh, heck.
And
that sounds like a drink with a straw in it to me.
I know. And the little shop up the street that's the Kamado's, they just sold it in just the right amount to put into the banana bread.
Oh, so, heck. Perfect.
I was very excited once I figured that out.
Perfect, man. Yeah, anything that makes it easier, please. I'm in. So, hey, Cheryl, there was a funeral here recently for three construction workers. And the way this all worked out, they were working on the iron. You know, they were sitting up tall and they're having lunch. And one of them opens his lunchbox and he pulls a sandwich out and he goes, really? PB&J again. Oh, I'm sick of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I tell you, if I get another one of these tomorrow, I'm just jumping. And the guy next to him goes, I hear you. And he opens his lunchbox up and he goes, oh, look at this, tuna again. He goes, I am so tired of tuna. We've got to have something else. Why can't she make me something else besides a tuna sandwich? I'm with you. You know, if I get tuna tomorrow, I'm jumping with you. The guy says, all right. Pack. They said, pack. And the third guy, he opens his lunchbox and he starts complaining, bologna again, another bologna sandwich. Look, if I get bologna tomorrow, I'm jumping too. The three of us can go together. Well, sure enough, the next day, PB&J. Other guy, tuna. The other guy, bologna. They all look at each other, throw their sandwiches in their lunchboxes and jump. Boom, splat, and they're done. So at the funeral, the three wives are sitting together, and the first wife is saying, I didn't know. I thought he liked peanut butter and jelly. If he would have told me, I would have happily made him something else. And the other lady says, he always wanted tuna. He loves tuna sandwiches. He eats them even in his home on the weekends. I don't know. I would have, I don't know why he did that. And the third wife, she's sitting there staring at them too, and she goes, I have no idea what my husband was thinking. And they were like, what? And she goes, he made his own lunch. All right, y'all. Take that one with you. We'll be right back on the other side, cooking in the dark. We're going to make a strawberry banana quick bread. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark.
You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, .com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips Oven Mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of grips right now, or if you can't get online, give them a call.
866-922-8877.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
This is Noah Carver, and I wonder if you know where to get an awesome Braille cookbook. Well, I do. At Blind Bookstop, there's over 190 different titles to choose from, all in Braille. And if you prefer it this way, or you're not a Braille reader, we've got you covered because we've got the conveniently easy electronic text format that you can open on your computer, lickety-split. So get yourself down to blindbookstop.com, where you'll go crazy with over 190 titles to choose from. Blindbookstop.com.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
Hey, y'all, I want to tell you about the Danny Boy Stand. Some of y'all have heard about it, others haven't. But it's a stand created by who? Dan. Danny Boy. He got fed up with all the stands to hold your iPhone, you know, stationary while you try to read a document, you know, using Q&R Speak or Seeing AI or any of those things. I use Seeing AI, and man, try to don't breathe or cough when you're trying to scan something. Oh, it's a mess. Now I just set my phone in the top of my Danny Boy, slide my document underneath it, and there it is. It reads it right away. Check it out at DannyBoyStand.com. That's DannyBoyStand.com. Or you can also see it at BlindMiceMegamall.com. The Danny Boy Stand. You need it.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Strawberry banana bread. So, Cheryl.
Tell me.
Why don't you read us this recipe? Read us the ingredients. Tell us what's in this thing. What do we need to make this?
We need half a cup of butter, one stick of butter softened, one cup granulated sugar, two large eggs beaten, three ripe bananas mashed, two cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/2 cups of fresh strawberries sliced and tossed in 1 tablespoon of flour.
1 tablespoon. Yeah, and that is just simply to, as we talked about, we didn't tell you why, but the reason why, see, I'm not even making y'all wait till the end of the show. I must be slipping. Goodness gracious. The reason that you want to do that with flour is it will keep the strawberries from sinking to the bottom of the batter.
Hmm.
So that when you cut into the bread, you're going to have banana flavoring, of course, because we're going to mash up the bananas.
Right.
But the strawberries won't all be sunk to the bottom. So you don't get one bite with strawberries and that's it. You'll have more.
Oh, so they'll be sort of like nicely distributed throughout the bread.
Right. Nicely distributed.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. All right. So I've noticed this doesn't have any milk or yogurt or anything.
No, most quick breads don't. Most quick breads rely on the butter, and you cream the butter and the sugar together.
Yeah.
Then we're going to come back after we do that. We're going to add the eggs.
Eggs, right.
We're going to add the bananas. So we've got a pretty moist, pretty wet start right there, you know, with the eggs and the butter and everything. Then we add in 2 cups of flour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be kind of a heavy, thick batter.
Yeah.
Which, you know, which is what a quick bread does. It's not going to be real light and fluffy. And when it bakes, it'll probably crack on top. That's a good sign. So here's what I've got. I've got my 1 stick of butter, which is 1/2 cup of butter. For everybody keeping score at home. We're going to combine with that 1 cup of sugar. Granulated, white, pure cane sugar. It's been so a while since this has been in here. I should have jimmied this up a little bit here. We've got some hunk of sugar. Okay. So I've just added the sugar with the butter. I'm using our stand mixer. Put the bowl back under there. Lock that down. Let's go start off on low and then move up to maybe speed 2 to cream this together a little bit. You want it to cream together pretty well. You don't want the sugar. You want to try to eliminate the grittiness, okay? That's what our target is. Kind of that rough sand filling nonsense. Looking for my scraper here. Boy, you can tell I haven't been in the studio in a while. I'm just a little bit off.
I know
we
forgot to pull everything out that we're going to use.
Yeah, well, most of it I can just reach right in here. I know where it's at, but because everything's settled, that's what it is. All right, let me get up here and scrape this down, scrape down the sides of the bowl. Yeah, you're not going to eliminate that grittiness altogether, but we want it to be pretty well mixed up. You don't want a bunch of sugar just sticking to the side of the bowl here. Okay. You're doing pretty good right here, Cheryl. Everything looking good.
Awesome.
I'm going to let this go for a little bit more here. And we're going to add in our eggs.
So we need 2 large eggs.
2 large eggs, and we need them to be kind of stirred up a little bit. Mm-hmm. That egg didn't want to break. Come on. So I broke these into a little bowl. Actually, I broke them into my 1 cup perfect bowl. I'm just going to use a spoon here to kind of mix it around, break up the yolk, so the egg's all mixed up here together. Okay. We're going to add this right into our butter and sugar mixture. Okay. Now I've got our smashed bananas here. Let me get these introduced to the, hello, sugar, butter, eggs. This is banana. Have a good day. There's one of them. So these bananas I'm putting in, y'all, were frozen. Because they were getting kind of overripe. They were getting past their good eating prime.
Yes.
So I just froze them for this purpose.
That's an excellent idea. So, yeah, so the reason I ended up making banana bread in the, when I was in the Peace Corps, I was initially living with a family. And one day the mom said, oh, my God, the bananas are bad. We're going to throw them out. And I'm like, stop. Perfect for banana
Freeze.
Bread.
And they, step away from the bananas.
I know. They didn't believe me. She's like, what are you doing? You know, it's like it's the crazy, sort of crazy American woman. She's in my kitchen and she's causing a mess. And I don't
know.
Going
to make bread out of bananas. What the hell?
Yeah. And I was like, no, trust me. This is going to be good.
Yeah. So were they like, oh.
Well, no. They were good people. I mean, like. You know.
Amiga loco.
We, you know, she stuck it with me.
Mucho loco.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, we got all the ingredients. She actually gave me the banana. She's like, okay, I don't know. We haven't done this before, but okay. And we made it. And then we made it at their house. And then she's like, oh, we have to go to my sister's.
She has rotten bananas too.
So another week or so later on, we went over to her sister's house. She's like, look at this.
We
made banana bread there. Yeah.
All right, y'all. So we've got our wet ingredients done.
Awesome. That didn't take a lot of time.
One stick of butter, half a cup of butter.
Right.
Cream together with 2 cups of sugar. Then after we creamed that together, we added in our 2 eggs, which we mixed up, kind of just, you know, schwoofed them together a little bit, broke them down, mixed them together, then added those. And then we added our mashed bananas. If your bananas aren't real soft, go ahead and mash them up with a potato masher.
Yeah.
Works out perfectly. And then we'll put all this stuff in. So, hey, we're going to take a little break right here, and we will be back on the other side. We're going to do the dry ingredients and put this baby together. Don't go anywhere. Cooking in the dark.
Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show. Are you looking for a bathroom scale? Well, the mice have the perfect one for you. It's the XL440 talking bathroom scale. With a maximum capacity of 440 pounds, it offers a nice, wide platform for stability and a clear speaking voice. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. It'll be the last bathroom scale you ever buy. Get yours for under $50. That's right, the XL440 talking bathroom scale. with a lifetime warranty.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Join me, Noah Carver, and all the other members on the Cooking in the Dark listserv. Get answers to cooking questions, tips, and great recipes while getting to know all these great folks. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org, all squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. We'll see you on the list.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories too.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Hey, y'all. Do what I did and get yourself a 64 gigabyte upgrade memory card from Ultimate Tech Mods. It goes in your Victor Reader Stream, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got over 50 gigs of storage, of memory, internal memory. No external cards, no more of this, no more of that. It's all in your stream. I've got 10 books right there now, plus 4 magazines, all internally saved on my second generation Victor Reader Stream. That's ultimatetechmods.com, ultimatetechmods.com, or see them at Blind Mice Mega Mall.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to our show all about strawberry banana bread.
Strawberry banana bread. And, yeah, I don't know. Should we tell them? Nah, let's wait.
Let's wait.
Yeah, we can tell them. Yeah. No, want to?
No.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, so here we go, y'all. We've got, I'm just cutting up this last little bit of strawberries here. So we need to combine now, in a separate bowl,
right,
2 cups of flour,
mm-hmm,
okay, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Let's get the flour first. Okay, 1 cup. Man, I love these stainless steel, these professional stainless steel measuring cups. They've got kind of a long, slender body on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they fit really well into containers and such, you know. Some of the round ones,
right,
don't fit in as well.
Right. Did they have Braille on them or no?
No. Yeah. These are just heavy stainless steel. You get a 1/4 cup, a 1/3, a 1/2, and a 1 cup.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. You can tell.
Yeah.
Fit in each other, yes.
They nest inside each other, yeah. It makes it easy that way. Okay. There's that one. So let's get this one. So 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Pop that in here. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay, now I'm just going to swish this around so that everything kind of blends together.
Are you doing it with your spoon or are you just using your hands?
I'm using a spoon.
Okay.
Actually, the handle of the spoon.
the spoon that I use to use the mix up the beat up the eggs with, push them around, you know.
Right, right.
All righty. So what we're going, we're going to preheat the oven to 350, y'all. 350 beautiful degrees. Get our mixer going here. Now I'm going to slowly add our flour. To the wet ingredients, the butter, the eggs, the sugar, the bananas. Okay. We're going in. I don't know if you can hear the mixer, but the mixer's getting a little more bogged down, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Not really bogged down. It's just saying, hey, man, we're getting thicker.
Thicker.
So we're going to let this just mix up here for a woo-wee. Does that smell good? Okay, so we need to take a tablespoon of flour here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put our strawberries in it.
What an awesome, awesome trick.
And this will work for other stuff, too, if you're worried about it sinking.
Right. Do this, like, if you're putting in apples or slices of pears or, oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah. And what I did with these strawberries, I cut them down into small, I'd say small little bitty bite-sized pieces, probably smaller than bite size, about the size of my thumbnail, my pinky thumbnail, okay? I don't want them overpowering. Okay. So why don't we take five right here? We're going to take us a little break while that's mixing up, and we'll come back on the other side real fast and get this stuff in the oven. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, cooking in the dark.
Blind Mice Mart has your perfect product, Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons. That's right, it's a 9-piece measuring cup set from 1/8 of a cup to 2 cups, and they all have Braille. The same with the measuring spoons. You get an 11-piece set that goes from a 1/64 of a teaspoon, just a little bitty bit, all the way up to 2 tablespoons. You'll never need another measuring set again, and best of all, they're at blindmicemart.com, where you won't lose your tail.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Are you tired of spending 22 hours dicing and slicing? Well, Blind Mice Mart has the answer. Check out the adjustable slice mandolin or the vegetable and onion dicer. Only at blindmicemart.com. Make cooking fun. Get all the cool tools that will do the job for you.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
How much does it weigh? I don't know. Don't stray. Go to blindmicemart.com and get yourself the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. It's ideal for weighing everything you need in the kitchen, and you can use it to weigh your postage, too. Say hello.
Hello, I'm ready. 1 pound, 6.2 ounces.
Clear, concise, and easy to use. It's the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale from blindmicemart.com. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. The Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. Get yours at blindmicemart.com.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Visit a good friend of mine, Julie, at her store at blindmicemegamall.com on the go. She has tons of awesome dog guide products to keep you on the go. A lot of things are custom made. Sweaters, leashes. I have a beautiful leash in the Houston Astro colors, bright orange. She makes them all. Bells, all kinds of stuff. Shoes, raincoats, everything you need to keep you and your guide dog on the go. Plus, you can visit her directly at shop-onthego.com. That's shop-onthego.com. It'll take you right to her store at blindmicemegamall.com. Tell her hi. Tell her the mice sent
you. Are you on the Cooking in the Dark listserv? If not, why? Share recipes, tips, and get answers to cooking questions from the other awesome members on the list. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookingthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookingthedark-request@acbradio.org. All squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. Join us on the Cooking in the Dark listserv.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
Okay, y'all, we're back. Let me get my scraper here. Just scrape down this bowl, our mixing bowl, that is. Okay, so this dough is pretty, it's what, thicker than, it's almost like a cookie dough, huh? I would imagine, how to describe it.
Okay.
Not thin like a pancake dough or a cake batter. I sprayed the loaf pan. We're using a 3.5 by 8 inch loaf pan.
Okay.
And I just sprayed it down with vegetable spray. Now I'm going to fold in the strawberries. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to use the little rubber spatula I've been using to scrape this down, to scrape the bowl down. And I'm just going to gently fold in the berries. So what that means is you just kind of go to the bottom of the bowl with the spatula and just lift up and then push down. Lift up and push down. You don't stir real vigorously. We're just kind of looking to mix everything in here evenly. Okay. I think we're looking good here. Now, we're going to bake this at 350, Cheryl, for about 50 minutes. Until, of course, the toothpick inserted in the middle comes out clean. But we'll talk about that when we get there. Right now, we got bigger fish to fry. Like getting this batter in the pan. So I'm just tilting the bowl over the pan, and I'm going sideways, so the bowl is perpendicular to the pan, or parallel to the 8.5 inch side. Does that make sense? 3.5 by 8? I'm not trying to put it in on the skinny edge.
It does, yes.
Okay, I'm just using my spatula here to scrape out any remaining dough. And once I get it all into the pan, I'm trying to put it in pretty evenly in the pan. But we'll bounce the pan on the countertop here in a second, and that'll help get it in. I'm just kind of, now I'm reaching my clean hands, impeccably clean hands, because we wash them so much. Okay, there we go. Let me wash my hands again and get this extra batter off of them. Okay. Now And what I'm doing, I'm just bouncing the pan kind of forcibly on the cooktop, or on the countertop, excuse me, not the cooktop, the countertop, just so it'll help flatten the batter out. It'll kind of even out.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an air spot or something in it, it'll pop that out. And here we go, Cheryl. 350-degree oven, uncovered, about 50 minutes. For all y'all here in the audience, which there's nobody here because we're doing it without an audience, kind of sound effects, it's cool. There's one person here, and she's way over there in her recliner drinking her wine.
As usual.
Magic Man's over there in his box. That's right.
Even further away from the kitchen I am sitting.
That's right. That's right. Proper things. We have to do things properly.
Yes.
All right. So we'll be back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't anybody go anywhere. Tell you something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate. Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, 2 racks. Comes with this crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. Or if you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little broiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order. The first day, there's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker talking toaster oven at blindmicemarts.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
You have a personality. Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories, too.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
You have a personality. Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories, too.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 866-922-8877.
Your talking cooking thermometer can do more than just help you in the kitchen. You can use it to take the temperature of your pool.
84.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
Perfect. The Talking Cooking Thermometer in the Blind Mice Mart store at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Alrighty, welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
And we, our banana, strawberry banana nut bread is about done here, Cheryl.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna, in fact, I just checked it. I'm going to check it now that we're back on the air. So what I'm doing, pull this out. I've got my grips mitt on. I love my grips mitts. And if you don't have grips mitts, what's your problem? You need to call Blind Mice, 866-922-8877. 866-922-8877. That's right. They've got a new 800 number. Give them a call. Check it out. Get those grips mitts. Tell them you want those mitts. You want the gloves, whatever. But I'm taking a toothpick, Cheryl. And I'm just sticking it right down in the middle of this banana nut bread. Now, the top's pretty crusty. It's cracked. For all practical means, me, it's done.
Right.
But you want to check the inside. So I'm pulling this toothpick out. I mean, here we go. I'm rubbing it between my fingers, and I don't feel anything on it. We're done.
Suppose I don't have a toothpick, because I don't know that I have one of those. What can I use instead?
A skewer.
I don't have that.
You can use a bamboo skewer.
I don't have that.
Other than that, you need to buy a cake tester. You need something small and skinny that you can slip into the cake, or into the bread in this case. Because what it will do is if when it comes out, if it's doughy or still battery inside, it's going to stick to that piece of wood, so to speak, the toothpick or the bamboo skewer.
I've used a knife, but not a huge one, like a little dinner knife or something.
Okay, and small little steak knife.
Yeah, right down the middle, because that's the part that can sometimes not.
That's the part.
Be completely.
Mm-hmm. I've never used a knife, so did it come out with some stuff on it?
Yep.
Or did it come out clean?
Both. Okay. I mean, different times. If it comes out clean, you're like, woohoo, I'm done. If it comes out
cool.
And it's got stuff in it, it's like, oh. Back in the oven you go for a little bit.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, we're gonna set the bread here and let it start cooling. We want to let it cool for about 15 minutes or so. And then we're going to take it out of the pan. You probably let it cool for about 10 minutes and then take it out of the pan. So when we go to take it out of the pan, what you want to do is, in this case, I'm going to use my nylon knife and just cut around the edge of the pan. Mm-hmm. Just to free it up, and then it should flip right out. When it does, we're going to set it on the cooling rack and let it finish cooling. Well, not all the way cool, because we need to eat it while it's still a little bit warm.
I was going
to
say, this is like the toughest part of baking, isn't it? I mean, it comes out, and then they're like, oh, let it sit and rest. You're like, rest? Really?
No. Yeah, it's like when you pull that juicy steak off the grill, and you got to let it rest. Oh, no. It'll make it better. No, it won't. You're lying. But yeah, you want to let it cool and rest. And that's important. That's an important part. Just letting it chill, letting it do its thing. Otherwise, it'll be a big mess.
Oh, yeah. Because
the more it cools, the easier it's going to come out of the pan.
Yeah.
Oh, because then as it cools, it kind of starts to, stick together. Does that make sense? As it it hardens as it cools. What? We're cooking a rock? No, you're not cooking a rock, man. Not cooking a rock. But so why don't you read us this recipe one more time.
I'm happy to do that. So we need half a cup of butter, which is one stick. How long did it take me to remember that? I don't know, months.
I don't know, but you got it now, girl. After 17 years, you got it down.
Finally, I'm like, woohoo, it's in the memory bank. All right. Anyway, here we go. Half a cup of butter.
We'll put it on your tombstone.
Half a cup of butter. 1 cup granulated sugar. 2 large eggs beaten. 3 ripe bananas mashed. 2 cups flour. 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1.5 cups of fresh strawberries chopped, and then tossed in 1 tablespoon of flour.
Yes.
And that's all you need.
And now the strawberries, you can chop them pretty fine. I left mine in probably, I don't know, maybe 1/4 inch. Like if you were to dice up an onion,
mm-hmm.
You know, like if you use that onion, the slicer dicer, the onion slicer dicer that we have,
mm-hmm.
You know, it makes them probably 1/4 inch, maybe 3/8 of an inch dice. That's about what size I did the strawberries in.
Okay.
And I mean, if you want to go a little crazy, add a tablespoon or so of cocoa to this recipe. Add a handful of pecans chopped up, or some mini chocolate chips, you know?
Oh my gosh, you're getting more and more decadent.
I know, it's just so crazy where you can go with this. Now here's something else too. What I'll do is I'll slice this bread up and I'll either toast it, you know, drop a slice in the toaster, have that with a cup of coffee, or I'll put it in some egg wash and milk and make French toast out of it.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds yummy.
Now, they're little squares, you know, because this thing is, this loaf pan, it'll cook up, they'll probably be 3.5. It'll probably be 3. It's probably a, yeah, I'd say it's probably 3.5 inches. Probably, it's probably square. 3.5 by 3.5, give or take here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if I slice those in 1/2 inch, that's 16 slices. So, man, I'm glad we don't have an audience.
I was
going to
say, you're making some assumptions.
Yeah, don't, what are you slicing so thick for? Step back, Jack. So here's what we want to do. We want to take our 1/2 cup butter, which is 1 stick of butter, with it softened. You want to add the sugar to that and cream that together. Once that's creamed together, you want to break your eggs into a mixing bowl or a bowl and beat them up pretty good. You know, bruise them, beat them, make them think that there's no tomorrow. Well, they don't want to beat them up that bad. But then put those in with the sugar and the butter, mix it up. Then add your mashed bananas. And again, I used some old bananas that were frozen. So they just, they were already pretty well mashed on their own. But if not, go ahead and mash them with a potato masher. And then add those to the wet ingredients and mix all that up. While that's mixing, you want to combine 2 cups of flour with 1 teaspoon of baking soda and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Combine all that, kind of mix it up so it's all together. Make sure your baking soda doesn't have any clumps in it. Ooh, nothing like biting into something, getting a clump of baking soda, or the other side, it's baking powder if you ever use that. Good gosh. That'll make you make a bitter beer face, I'll tell you what. So after those are together, mix your dry ingredients with your wet ingredients. Combine them well. Then put them in your loaf pan, which you have greased or sprayed down with vegetable spray. Then pop it into a 350-degree oven. Bake it for about 50 minutes. And you want to check it, and like we were talking about, with a toothpick or a bamboo skewer, something stick in the middle of it, pop it out. When it comes out clean, you're done. As Cheryl said, if you don't have any of those, a sharp, like skinny steak knife, butter knife, something like that works. A little paring knife is perfect because it's got a small little blade on it too. Slide it in. If it comes out clean, you're good. If not, let it bake a few more minutes, maybe another 5 minutes or so. If you're afraid the top's getting too crispy, go ahead and put a piece of foil over the top of it. Don't wrap it all around. Just lay a piece of foil over the top. And that'll allow it to keep baking, but it's going to keep that direct heat from getting on top of the bread and really causing it to burn or really crisp up. But that's it, man. Strawberry banana bread.
I might trade my glass of wine for some ice cream. Actually,
okay.
I am going to do that.
Okay. I happen to have strawberry ice cream, and I have vanilla ice cream.
Ooh. You aren't suggesting...
And I have chocolate.
You're not suggesting I have to choose, right? You're just saying those are...
I see. You want a slice of bread with your ice cream. Well, folks, we had ice cream. Yeah, that's what Candace told me the other day. She goes, you know, at the grocery store, all this other stuff we need, they're out of. But the stuff that makes you fat, they
it's
got
right
plenty
in
of that.
There.
Cookies, ice cream. Yeah, she told me she saw a post on Facebook or something where this guy was like, dang, this shopping at home drunk. I bought this thinking it was a big ice cream sandwich, and it's a mattress. Mattresses should look like mattresses. You know, it was an air mattress, but it was brown on top, and the sides were white. I mean, it does. It looks like a big ice cream sandwich. And I'm like, oh. So guess what I ordered on our shopping list this time? Ice cream sandwiches. Something about it, man, that subjective reasoning, you know, just got to do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but hey, y'all get to Blind Mice Mega Mall. A lot of the merchants are still open. Dan with the Danny Boy stands is still working. Conrad with Ultimate Tech Mods. Has that ever paid off? I've got that 64 gig internal memory in my Victor Reader Stream, the second gen. And heck, y'all, I even downloaded the Bible. And I've still got, with the Bible downloaded in it, I've still got over 30 gigs of downloadable space left. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of stuff, man. And it's all right there. No external cards, no external memory, no nothing. It's all right there, ready to rock. So check those out at Blind Mice. Cheryl, I'm going to cut you a piece of bread here in a minute. I'm fixing to take this out of the pan and put it on the cooling rack.
I'm ready.
And we're out. Everybody, enjoy it. We'll be back next week, hopefully. Cooking in the Dark for Cheryl Cummings, Tim Cummings. I'm the dude with the food, the man with the plan. Y'all stay safe. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Bombadita. Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
He's bombadita, bombadita, bombadita.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to bombadita, you till we again.
This is Bird Note. The peace of the vast Guyanan jungle is abruptly broken. A herd of nervous cattle? A distant motorboat? It's the dawn chorus of male capuchin birds, one of the most bizarre members of one of the most bizarre bird families in South America, the Catingas. Named for their tawny cinnamon plumage with a prominent neck ruff and bald head, capuchin birds gather in the treetops to display each morning and evening. The singing male bows forward, then suddenly stretches to his full length, raising a monk-like cowl of feathers around his naked blue-gray head. The display grounds, or leks, are used over and over, year after year. Some stands of ancient trees may have witnessed the spectacle for centuries. The unmistakable, apparently irresistible noise attracts the female capuchin birds, which jostle each other ruthlessly in the quest to get close to the studliest of the displaying males. That alpha male, with the best singing technique, will be the only one to mate. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at Bird Note Radio.
Hello once again, audio journal listeners. I would like to take time to wish all the mothers a very happy Mother's Day from us to you and to all. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
About the Audio Journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the Audio Journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.
Would you like to hear news from Barry and Spencer that you're not likely to hear on commercial television or radio? Then tune in to Audio Journal every Monday at 6 p.m.